Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So I'm joined here with Peter, the ski club president, to talk about the event they're hosting this Thursday at Yuba called Pow Night. Hey Peter, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about Pow Night. What's the sitch? What have you got planned for it?
Sweet. So yeah, we've got a little something, as you said, U-Bar this Thursday night. We just kind of, at the start of this year, thinking it'd be really cool to have a little something organized by the ski club to kind of celebrate the winter. And kind of naturally it turned into a gig. And yeah, so we're pretty stoked to kind of celebrate the, you know, Everything that is winter, getting everyone excited and together in one place and having a wee boogie.
Yeah, for sure. What's in store? Tell us about the lineup. And I know you've got two stages going on as well. How's that setup going to work?
Oh, so, yeah, I went to the H2Yo gig at U-Bar last year.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so sick. I don't know, I've only ever been to that event at U-Bar that's had two stages, so we were kind of thinking, we were planning this, like, let's make it hectic and get two stages going, which is, gonna be super sick. It's gonna be loud, and the music's gonna be sweet. At the moment, we've got 15 DJs and three bands lined up. I could not name all of the DJs off the top of my head, but basically the gist is the stage inside, or like right next to the bar, is going to be mostly house music all night.
Nice.
And that's got like a really cool light setup and some cool stuff. And then inside we're going to have AVDK, Purple Dog, and No Danger.
Sick.
No Danger is going to be headlining the bands, which would be super sick. I love their energy.
So good.
Yeah. And then after that we've got Sarge, or Morgan, as I know him. And he's going to be opening up after No Danger for Soon, who's flying down from Auckland and is going to be...
Which is crazy.
Yeah,
we're
pretty stoked for that, it's kind of... Yeah, he's... they're really, really good. They performed... They were one of the headlining DJs at R&B this year.
Yeah.
And I listened to their set, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's pretty...
It's crazy. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited to have them.
Yeah.
It's going to be... No Danger's going to bring a lot of energy. I think they're going to pick up and kind of thrive on that.
How'd you manage to score them? Like, what was the connections there?
I don't know, it's a real sort of funny... thing, I guess, how it all happened. So we were planning the gig, and we were like, it'd be really cool to just do something in U-Bar and kind of celebrate, as I said earlier. And then we got in touch with Morgan, who runs Sounded Events, and he was like, let's make this crazy. This is how we started talking about the two stages idea, because he's got a bunch of sound equipment that he can help us out with.
True.
And then he got contacted by Soon, because they're doing a New Zealand tour, and they were like, oh, like, we want to get down into Dunedin. He was like, I have just the event for you guys. So it's going to be pretty cool to have a real big electronic music artist going kind of crazy towards the end.
It's cool. It's like perfect timing, really, that all lined up. Insane that you managed to pull that off, and crazy from Southern Events, like...
Oh, they've been absolutely fantastic. We were just saying before we came on how it's like been super, super crazy for us, because like an USC exec, because we're all full-time students, and then this is like our busy season. We're running trips every other weekend,
we've got
our own events and stuff like that. So then having this like relatively sized event to plan as well has been really huge for all of us to pal out. So shout out to Gwen, who does all of the events for USC, as well as Summit Events, obviously, because they've done a ton of the heavy lifting for this, for how big it is.
Yeah, we love Gwen and Southern Events.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, give us a little insight about what USC is. It's a university ski club. Tell us about what you do, what goes on.
So the way I like to think about it is, like, we're just a huge community of skiers, boarders, people who love the mountains. So this year we've got nearly 600 members now.
Is it?
Yeah, which is pretty cool. It's all run through this Facebook page, that, you know, you become a member and that sort of thing, and it's just like everyone's like posting, going like, I'm keen to go skiing this weekend, like, who's coming with me, which is like, it's so epic to see everyone so stoked to get into the mountains, because it's like my favorite thing to do. And then in terms of officially, like, USC runs a pretty packed social calendar throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like right from O Week, we're doing events. We got like a flat crawl during O Week and stuff like that. And then we do like BYOs with the crew, and we do Cheese Toasty, which is like our big
thing.
Social event each year. Yes, that was earlier this year, and we had a few bands and a DJ.
That was good fun.
It was a really, really hectic night. It went really well though.
It did.
Which was sweet from an organizational standpoint. And then in terms of actual skiing, we run 8 trips each year on basically on alternating weekends throughout the year. So we take 50 people in 4 vans from Dunedin to Wanaka usually, and just kind of get everyone skiing all day, partying all night, that sort of thing. And then our big ticket trip is Uni Snow Week, which is 10 days over the mid-semester break.
Yes.
We go and we link up with Canterbury University Snow Sports Club, Auckland, and Vic come down as well. And everyone gets a little bit hectic up in the Canterbury region for a few days, and then we head down to Wanaka and do the
finish
usual sort of business.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty punishing 10 days, but it's so much fun.
I've completely lost what I was going to say there.
That's all good. It was sweeping me off my feet at the time as well.
I was like, I had a really good question too. I guess we'll move back onto Power Night. If anyone is like stuck on the fence about whether they want to go or not, do you have like one thing to like convince them over? Like,
ooh, that's a good one. We were talking about ticket sales earlier this week.
Obviously
it's like something that we've got to keep in mind, like with the budget and everything. And we're just thinking like we've sold already most of the tickets, which is like super epic.
Yeah.
We had like on Friday we had like almost 60%, which was like
crazy.
We were like, sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And we're kind of thinking like, if it was me and I was like thinking, okay, like what am I doing on Thursday night? Like, you know, you've got a big first three days of the week. You know, you really need to put in a shift in the library Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then everyone's thinking like Wednesday afternoon, like, okay, like maybe I could be in for a relatively big Thursday night. And I think that if you don't go, you're just gonna be really sad that you didn't.
Yeah, FOMO, it's gonna be real.
Yeah, it's never the nights that you don't that you don't go on. It's the ones that you do that you'll remember. And honestly, I don't know the next time that we're gonna see 2 stages, 15 DJs, 3 bands.
True.
In Uvar, so honestly,
could be once in a lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely, it is you heard it here first. Once in a lifetime opportunity. If you miss it, you'll be telling your kids about how you wish that you went to the most epic gig at Uvar all year.
Yeah.
And you just decided not to because you had a little bit too much uni to do. But
loser.
Yeah. Oh, you said it, not me.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Something a tramping club member would do, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Have you got anything else to wrap us up today? Anything you want to push out there about Power Night, about Usk, about anything exciting you've got coming up?
Oh, honestly, I feel like the ski club and this sort of evening, we're just trying to capture the energy and kind of get out there. It's always, as we were saying earlier, it's the nights that you don't have that you forget. So make sure you get stuck in and get out there. And I don't know, I think it's going to be a really, really epic night. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, get amongst, and if you like it, then you should join the ski club as well. We've got a pretty exciting energy, and everyone's super stoked. Ski season's kind of underway, and everyone's getting pretty stoked. I can't wipe the smile off my face from day to day, so
pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be pretty sick.
Yeah, and if you are on the fence about buying tickets, we are currently running a giveaway for 5 of them on the Radio 1 socials, so make sure you hit that up, because that's sick. And is there a $100 new world voucher as well?
Yeah, that giveaway is pretty
good.
Tight. All you got to do is repost the post on your socials, tag Radio 1 into it, and get the whole flat along. You got five free tickets and a $100 new world voucher. So all your drinks or your dinner for that night covered too.
Pretty solid.
Which is pretty solid. Yeah. You know, what do you got to lose?
Exactly. You heard it here first. What have you got to lose? It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Peter. Go to Power Night. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be really fun. You listen
awesome.
To Radio 1.
Sweet. Thank you.
Of course.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.